What's up, y'all? It's your boy Manuel, and welcome to another episode of Nights at the Round Table. This is an interesting one because obviously we're all on lockdown, and we just thought we wanted to do something that would at least give some type of hope and context to everything that's going on. And instead of all the negativity that we're hearing in the news, we're not trying to be oblivious to everything that's happening, but at the same time, we just really felt like giving you guys some answers, allowing you guys to ask some questions, and just spread some positivity and love. So we're so grateful that you're listening in. We hope to do these again, many more of them. So we hope you enjoy this one. Again, this is Nights at the Round Table. Check out our Corona song that we have at the end too, that's available now on iTunes and everywhere. We love you guys so much. Here's Nights at the Round Table. If you follow us at all, you know that we're doing a live podcast. Nights at the Round Table. Welcome everybody on Instagram. If you can see our live, we got B-Real and Maddie on live, and I guess we're just going to go with it. We're just going to go.
Let's do it.
We got Jakia Graham over here. Are you got Jakia? Is she up?
Jakia is going to be feeding us questions from everyone.
Jakia says hi, everyone. All right. We're going to begin. Okay, so what's going to happen is, guys, you can ask questions. We're going to be talking about, obviously, we're on lockdown right now and the country is in semi-quasi disarray. If you follow us online, you have seen that we've been pretty upbeat about everything, trying to throw some joy in the world, try to make people laugh, try to just spread some God, some Jesus, some love, all this stuff, you know what I'm saying? And we asked if you guys wanted us to go live to maybe take your mind off of some stuff. Or if you got questions that you want to ask about what's going on, how you're feeling, or how we're feeling about everything, we'd love to answer it. So ask the question in the feed. If you're on Facebook, awesome. Thank you for coming. If you want to join us over on Instagram Live to ask questions, if you want to ask questions here, I don't really know how this guy works. Let me see if there's comments you can actually ask. Oh, I can write a comment. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
That's taking too much time.
Ask questions that you want to ask, and Jakia will be filtering, screening.
Yeah.
And she'll be feeding us some of the questions that you guys are asking, and we will
Let's start with how we usually start, with that little bottle right there.
Victor Montava. What up, Victor? My homeboy. What? Let's start with what? Oh, yes. How we usually start for all of you guys is the wine. So we're in two separate places. Be Real is over there in NoHo. We're in Sherman Oaks.
We are on the white wine grind today.
Yeah.
It's a 2014 Chardonnay from Provenera. And it's we had a little bit of this last night. And so this is what we're drinking today. It's really good, actually.
I feel like. What did you call it? Your cougar juice?
Yeah. Chardonnay. Cougar juice. For sure. That white wine. So. Yeah, we got this from a friend, actually, and it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. So,
well, we got over here. We're doing Pirano Estates Vineyards, which, fun fact, this is the first wine company that has sent us a whole case to support. So we're shouting them out, Pirano. Thank you so much.
Hopefully we're saying the name correctly.
Pirano, I kind of feel like the EI is a.
Pirano, right here, mira.
Pirano, yeah, Pirano.
Turns out we are saying
it. Getting all Spanish.
But someone on the comments said it's a vineyard.
It's the vineyard. Fellow
Southeasterner, April. What up, April? Yo, so check it out. So the whole country is on lockdown, you know, and some of us are on lockdown.
Should be.
Some of us are out there wilding like you're freaking in an Iron Man suit, acting like everything's going to be all right, like you ain't going to catch the Rona. And I don't know. We're just over precautious, but we're just staying in, enjoying ourselves.
We're doing what we're told.
Yes.
We're staying home. We're quarantining. We're staying home. We're quarantining. We're trying to do the social distancing so that this can end sooner.
Than later.
Sooner than later. The more serious we take it out the gate, the quicker it goes. But it's like we're waiting for everybody to get on board with the seriousness of this all.
Yeah. And I mean, at least for us, like there, if you do watch the news for a good minute of time, you will want to jump off the roof and be like, everything's going to end. And You could go that route, or like us, we've chosen to just be insanely grateful for all the beautiful things that you do have. And I know it's easier to say for some than others, but I feel like no matter what level you're at, there's something to be grateful for. No matter if you are at the top of the hill, or if you're somewhere in the middle, or if you're somewhere at the bottom, I think it's more important to find something to be grateful for and thankful for, so that you can avoid the alternative, which is to be negative or to be angry or to be scared or fearful. Those things don't get you anywhere, but putting positivity out into the world, looking to others to help them before anything else, I'm telling you, like, the reward that comes from that is so real and so
And I think that you have to believe that gratitude is powerful. And we've talked about this on our podcast many times. A tool that I use regularly to battle my own anxiety, even when we're not in a world pandemic, is gratitude. Because gratitude is so powerful in shifting your energy, shifting your perspective, raising your frequency to a higher vibration. Because if you're constantly stressed or thinking, how am I going to do this? What am I going to do? Your vibration is very low right here, and you raise your frequency with gratitude. And that's something that I employ in my life on a regular basis, and I encourage so many others to do so, because gratitude is so powerful. If you just stop what you're thinking about, stop what you're doing, and say five things that you're grateful for out loud, and you hear yourself say them out loud. You hear yourself say, I'm so grateful for my health of my husband, and I'm so grateful for my dog, and you start visualizing and seeing it, and you say it, and then you hear yourself saying the words, and it's like it comes back into your body, and gratitude is doing a constant circle and helping you get out of that mind frame.
Yeah.
I know for me, this time has been very trying. Like, I realize I'm very fortunate, very blessed that Maddie and I both still have our jobs, income coming in. I realize that this is like a really hard time for a lot of people. And the thing that has been so interesting for me, because I would say that this time has been more challenging than it's been like me moving forward. Like, I think for the first week, I have felt just so lost. And part of that is because I feel like this is almost a wilderness for me, you know, in a way. And because I work at a school, because I work at a church, I can't be at the school. I can't be at the church. So it's like a lot of my responsibilities that I have to do day to day aren't there anymore. And when you have an achiever and you have someone that is so just like, I got to have responsibilities, I find purpose in being responsible, leading other people. Now that's completely changed. So I have felt so down because I'm like, I feel so lost. Like, I don't have anything. I'm not responsible for anybody right now. Which, that is one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is, oh man, who am I? Like, now I finally have time to actually like rediscover myself, you know, because I think it's so, especially down here, man, it's like so fast paced and everything that you could become a slave to the hustle, like a slave to the grind in a very real way. And now because of the situation, it's like you can't be a slave anymore. So in the midst of rest, in the midst of not doing anything, and hopefully keeping your ass at home, who are you? Identity, you know? And so for me, it's like I've been taking a lot more walks. I've been spending a lot more time with family, like stuff that I probably should be doing more of in my normal life. But this lockdown has almost forced our hand to be in this place in the wilderness altogether. And oh my God, it's like you have your moments where you're like, oh, this is amazing. And then your other moments, you're like, oh my God, this is so scary. I don't know what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true, man. I love you too, Stephanie, Olivia, all you guys. I mean, Oh, there goes some. Sorry. I'm trying to keep y'all close to the Facebookers so that they can hear. You know what I'm saying? No, baby, they're hearing from here. So I just want them to be able to hear. We have a couple questions. One person wrote in and said, how do you see your marriage fun and exciting? I guess it's asking us, how do you see it as, like, do we consider our marriage fun and exciting?
Do you think see it or keep it?
Maybe it says, how do you see your marriage? Chiqui,
can you clarify that question for us?
How do you see your marriage fun and exciting? Well, I guess I'll just answer it for how they said it. You know, our marriage, the fun and exciting part is the fact that we don't know what's going to happen. And this, look, in this whole thing, the one thing that has really spoken to us the most is that we have zero control over things. And I don't mean that to like be like, that's not like a doomsday vibe. It's just that I'm truly realizing that the things that are in my control are so finite. Like, we cannot control what's happening in the government. We cannot control how they respond to things. We cannot control that the virus even exists. We cannot control any of these things. So the reality of this is that you got two things. You can either freak the hell out and be like, we can't control anything, life is nothing, and get fearful. Or you can just let go and believe that God really does have it all, that you're going to be fine. And if you're not, you know, this is where our faith kind of has to kick in. And technically, we're not supposed to be afraid of death. Technically speaking, spiritually speaking, you know, oh, death, where is your sting? Like, that's supposed to be our vibe, right? So operating out of fear is literally anti-faith. And the one thing that I think the reason why we're being so positive and doing all these silly things online and all these TikToks and all this whatever is because we're trying to operate from a place of absolute like joy. Even though we know that there's people struggling, there's people whatever, and our hearts go out to them and we're trying to do as much as we can to help. The only thing that we can do is control how we respond to this. And we're choosing to respond in love, in joy. We're trying to make y'all laugh. We're trying to give you stuff like this so that you can just have a break for a second and realize that it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And I'm speaking that in faith, you know?
You know, that reminds me of a story. Some years ago, me and my friend, we went to go visit our boy who was at the University of Hawaii coaching football. And we decided to go to Sandy Beach, which I had never been before. And the locals were telling us that that's Obama's favorite beach when he comes into town. And I just remember how big the waves were. And again, I'm not a good swimmer. And it's not even just because I'm like a black dude. It's just like, I'm not a good swimmer, you know? And I just remember me and my friends were like, oh my God, this is amazing, like how close the waves are coming to the shore. And I mean, like, these waves were massive, especially for someone who's not good at swimming. So we thought, oh dude, this would be hella dope. Like, let's go in. And so we went in and it started getting like really bad. And I started panicking because I'm like, oh my God, like as strong as I am, dude, I can't save myself right now. So I'm like doing my best to try and fight the wave. And I'm just trying to get back to shore at this point. And I realized, oh my God, I can't fight this wave. Like, this wave is so much more stronger than me. And the fact that I thought I even had a chance against this wave was foolish of me. And so finally, my boy had gotten back to shore already and he's yelling to me. And I'm maybe like 10, 15 feet away from him, but I'm still getting crashed by these waves. And he goes, dude, just let the wave take you. Don't fight it. And I thought that that was so counterintuitive because I'm thinking, I felt like I'm fighting for my life right now. And he was just like, dude, just let the wave take you. And it's interesting because I think in these times, as trying as they are, I think this is giving us all a chance to reset in a lot of ways. And so many of us, I feel like, are in that place of fighting it. You're like, no, I got to be doing something, or I should be, you know, and whatever thing that you got in your mind. Instead of just saying, hey, this wave is happening and we are all in this water together. And you got to let this wave take you where it's taking you, because maybe, just maybe, God is wanting to do something in your life, or maybe he's wanting to show you. And maybe we could come out on the other side of this wave changed, better, stronger, more in unity together. And so I think that's kind of been the stance that I've been taking on this. I'm just like, all right, Spirit of God, wherever this wave is taking me, it's scary. You're stepping into the unknown. And again, that's what you were just talking about, Manny, was that faith of just like, hey, does God got me in the midst of this? You know? Yeah. Does he have me?
We got some good questions. What is the one thing, what books or classes, and we can answer this one quickly, what books or classes did you all use to reconstruct your views on the church? Views, what books, what was that one book, baby?
Well, books or classes. For me, a class, the one, the marriage retreat that we did, mm-hmm. the Master Heart Marriage Retreat, and I'm currently in Krista Black Gifford's Women's Circle. That's really about reconnection and finding your identity and your femininity and your power in that and reconnecting with your creator. So that was a course that I did last year and I'm doing it again this year that just started yesterday.
What was that book though that you had? The Rob Bell? Was it a Rob Bell one? The
Which
the
one?
Truth About... Man, it's a black and white cover.
Lies We Believe About God.
The Lies We Believe
Paul
About
Young.
Okay, Paul yes. Young.
Yeah, Lies We Believe About God. Fire.
The Lies We Believe About God. That's a fire one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
B, what do you have any?
Yeah, man. I've been listening to a lot of audibles too, like audiobooks. And there's, I would say, less about books, but three dudes that you got to check out that have completely changed my life is Jonathan Martin, which is a friend of ours, a friend of the pod. We got to have him on one of these times. Dude, anything that he does to me is just fire.
Yeah.
And again, I think it's important. Again, I could give examples, but you got to find somebody that when they speak, it's like you not only hear it, but you feel it in your spirit.
Yeah.
Right. And for people, that's different. Another guy for me is Brian Zahn. He's a pastor out in Missouri. His stuff's amazing. And then last but not least is Richard Rohr.
Yeah.
And Richard Rohr has been one of those guys that when I listen to him, I'm like, God, I'm such a baby Christian. Like, I have no idea what this thing is. And you know so much, you know? And I think it's important to have voices like that in your life because it's gonna force you to reach out for more.
What was Brian Zahn's book?
From Water to Wine.
No, the other one that you gave me. That was the beauty.
Oh, Beauty Will Change the World?
Beauty Will Change the World. What is the Bible? And then Jonathan Martin's Surviving a Shipwreck.
Yeah.
Those would be
Change the World. What is the Bible? And then what was the third one?
Surviving a Shipwreck, which is Jonathan's
Surviving
book.
A Shipwreck.
Yeah. Dude,
that book changed
those
my life.
Those three. Woo!
I wanted to say something to what Brandon was saying earlier about going with the wave. And something we've been saying is in the same vein, but was jump in the flow. Jump in the flow of what's happening right now. And it feels like a majority of the world has been caused to pause. And I say majority because I know that there is some people who they've actually been called to kick it up a notch in the medical field, in the grocery field, any essential jobs, they have been called to kick it up a notch. But a majority of the world has been on pause. And so if you jump into the flow of what's happening, I feel like you position yourself to receive and align with what God is doing. And it was something I was saying to my brother the other day, who my brother is a hairstylist. He works at a hair salon. They closed the salon down and he's supposed to be quarantined, you know, social distancing. So he can't be working on clients. So he can't be earning money, so he can't be paying his bills, so he can't, like, all these things that you can easily spin yourself into a very dark hole of hopelessness, worry, stress, anxiety, and all of those things. And what I was saying to my brother was, yes, let yourself think about creative ways of, okay, so how can I parlay this and make money here? How can I do this? Like, yes, there's a time for that, but there's also a time for jump in the flow of pause and just rest when you can. Read a book if you can. Do your workouts, whatever it is. Enjoy your time with your boyfriend. Enjoy whatever it is, but jump in the flow of pause and receive this time of rest while you can. Because if you think of it as we will never have this time again where the entire world is pausing together.
Yeah.
If you jump in the flow of that, then get into rest. And then that's when you find that connection and that hope and vision, and you just get in alignment with what the creator of the universe is doing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
That's super good. That reminds me of a story. It's interesting because the prophet Samuel is like one of the more well-known prophets in the Bible. And when he's a kid and he's just learning how to hear the voice of God, it's an interesting story because he's sleeping and he hears someone call his name. And so he goes to kind of his mentor at the time, I believe it's Eli. And Eli goes, "Nah, I didn't call you, man. Like, go back to your bed or whatever." And Samuel hears the voice again. And he's like, "Eli, come on, man." And Eli's like, "Dude, it's not me, I promise. Hey, next time you hear the voice, ask, it's probably the Lord." You know, he tunes in. And so the last time he asks and the Lord ends up speaking to him. But I think it was symbolic because I think his voice is the clearest when we are in that place of rest. That's where Samuel had his place. Like, he was literally in his bed, yeah, sleeping. And that's where he is most in tune. And I think, like, man, what is the Spirit of God saying during these times? And what is he saying to you? Because I think we live in a time where we go on all these, like, adventures on the outside. You know, we're filled with all these activities, extracurriculars, all this sorts of stuff on the outside. But rarely do we have the time to go on this inward journey. And I feel like it's on that inward journey that we're all in right now. And we're all trying to figure out, what is God saying to me? What are you trying to do in my life right now? And again, so I feel like in this place of rest, I'm like, oh, I'm hearing the voice of God. Like, oh my God, I'm sorry, I haven't taken time to pause. And like what you were just saying, it's just like jumping in that flow.
And I think we've kind of in this moment created our own routine through all of this. It's been kind of relaxing. Like, we'll get up, you know, late, we'll sleep in late because we're going to enjoy it. But then we've got our own time. Well, we'll do our workouts, we'll come home, we spend time together with our family because we're all together right now. We cook dinner together and then we watch a movie at night. So we've kind of got this own really special routine that we're never going to really be able to do again. But I think we've kind of created our own relaxing routine through all of this. And that kind of, yeah, I think that helps keep me sane for sure.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I love it. For if you're just joining in, hi to everybody on Facebook Live. Hopefully you can hear. I think Jaquie did say that you could hear. Hi to everybody on Instagram. Thank you. We're literally everybody on Facebook. We're hoping that you can hear the audio coming from Instagram Live. So I put the phone and the thing right next to each other. So what's up? What up, Melissa? So good to hear from you. Melissa, we go way back. OG. And for y'all, we will post all the people that Maddie and Brandon, all of us, the books that helped us deconstruct our faith.
And reconstruct.
We'll post them. And for all of you who are also, who haven't watched this, we're going to post this podcast next week. So if you did miss it, or if you like what has been said, you can share it with your friends. So this will be up next Wednesday. We drop every Wednesday, so don't worry about it. We will post and give you all the stuff. All right, the next question. What are some of the ways you guys are coping with the hard days in quarantine? Some of the ways we've been coping is TikTok. We work out and we do TikTok. And you know what? No, chill. I try to do something. I try to do, what's up, Nate? Love you, bro. I try to do something every day that pushes me towards my, like, a goal of mine. So, like, somebody else asked, what is one thing that you do to motivate you to do something new? Study your craft while you're limited. So this will all tie into it. I do music. So I'm trying to do something that progresses me towards my dream. I don't care what it is. Like, it's mixing a song, or it's writing a song, or it's, you know, releasing a song, whatever it is. Ange had the idea to do a quarantine, you know, a Corona song. And so we did a Corona song and we released it.
Just fire.
Anything that keeps me, anything that keeps me creative in this time, so that I don't just sit around and think, what am I going to do? Because I'll have momentary lapses of fear, momentary times where I'll think, oh my God, this is all going to go bad really fast and we're not going to be able to control it. And I'll sit in it for like 5 seconds and then remember, I'm either going to be faith or fear. There's no in between and I don't want to stay in between. So I'm going to have faith, even though I have no answers at all. What can I do? What is within my power? I can't worry about finances that aren't coming in because I can't fix that. There's a couple of times where I'm calling our business manager. What is going on with the stock market? Because we got a lot of money in stocks. Again, we cannot change or fix the stock market. So I'd rather just pull back and say, God, what can I do? Okay, I got a studio set up. Let me work on my music. Let me put something out that maybe will make people happy or make people believe again or make people feel calm in this crazy time. You know, Aaron's just like, let's do TikToks. Let's try to make people laugh. Look, I am not a big social media dude. The only time you see me posting consistently is only because of our podcast or if I'm dropping music. I'm not posting like anything. I'm too old
for
that.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, like I went to one girl's page and she had like 50 videos of just this. Like just not saying anything, just literally like, so I'm not that dude.
Was that my brother's?
No, your brother. What up, Coral? But I just wanna put something into the world that I can control that'll feed people's souls, feed people's hearts. So that's what we do as far as my craft is concerned. And I'm actually so grateful for this time because I feel like there was a while, what up, Isaac? There was a while where I was so, I would find so many things to put in front of my dream. Like, it's LA, so there's always something to do. So I would go freaking shop here, shop there, you know, get in my car, do so many things before I would work on my dream or on my craft. And this thing, since it's happened, is like, really reprioritize my life. And it's like, now I'm just working on music.
SD Sweet Treats says, fear is what if, faith is even if. I like
speak
that.
Speak it, SD. S,
I like
SD
that.
Yes. Sweet Treats. SD Sweet Treats.
All right, next avocado. Look at Isaac. He's so funny. First place you want to travel when it's over. Well, we all have a plan. Be real, Maddie and us. For my 40th birthday, we're supposed to go to Europe.
To Germany.
And the Amalfi Coast. We're going to do Germany, Amalfi Coast, and probably another whatever. But Italy's on lockdown, so I don't know. We're probably going to be traveling to the other side of our house virtually.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go to the backyard.
We're going to go to the backyard.
And
back in.
I wanted to say something to what you were saying about you sometimes catch yourself in fear. I'll say I dipped into fear today. Like I dipped my little toe into fear today. And for me, it's helpful to confess it, like to come to Manny and get it out of my head because the fear was in my head. The thoughts were in my head. And I'll come to him and say, I dipped into fear today. I started thinking blah, 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 blah. And I'll get it out of my head and spit it out and get it out and then leave it there and then start saying the truth of what is. But you know what? We're resting. We're, you know, in alignment. We're right where we're supposed to be and start speaking the truth to those things. So another tool for people, if you can, if you do have a partner, when you do start feeling those fearful thoughts, like, speak it out and leave it out, you know? Don't let it just fester inside and then get you deeper and deeper and deeper into a dark place.
That coincidentally leads us into the next question. You both have each other during this quarantine, which so do you guys. How would you motivate alone without each other's support? I'm busy by myself and I find it difficult to motivate out of depression. What do you guys think?
I would create a routine because I think if you have a specific routine for yourself, it's hard to fall into depression when you have a specific routine that you're going through every day. But also, this is the perfect time to FaceTime all of those friends that you can never do because you know where they're at. They're at home and they're gonna answer and you can talk to them. Because every day I've FaceTimed a friend that I haven't talked to in a while and I've had like a long conversation with them. And so I've actually connected with a lot of friends lately because of that. So I think that's something you could do for sure is reach out because everybody's dealing with the same thing right now. Everybody has the same fears and feelings about this and we're all in the same place. So I think it's a great time to reach out to people too.
Yeah. And I think if you're alone and you're dealing with this alone, like seriously, Ange does this a lot and that's journaling. like, I know it's metaphorically speaking to someone, you're speaking to a page, but I know it helps. It helps you.
I was just thinking when I was taking a shower today, I was like, damn, in like 20 years, I'm going to look back at these journal entries and be like, yo, because I'll be writing and be like, well, March 22nd, still locked down. Here I am, like, and I start documenting, like, what's happening in the world and my perspective of it all and what I'm learning through it. And to be able to go back to those pages years later when you're in a whole different season, but look at when I dipped into fear, look at when I felt hopeless, and look at those moments and reflect on like where I am now to see that it was something I overcame. It was something the whole world overcame. And which brings me back to they overcame the enemy by the word of their testimony. When you say these things out loud and you relive all your victories, that's powerful. It's a powerful tool for you in the future.
I'm learning more now than ever how strong the word is. I know like your own word. I know. What up, Louis? Your own word, Anthony, Brian, they're my homies. The words we speak, Angel always talks about this. And I know for some people, this is like frou-frou. This whole like speak positivity, speak affirmations. It, a lot of people feel hella weird being like, I am more than enough. I am good. I am beautiful. I am whatever those affirmations are. It's so hard and we get so embarrassed to do it, but we're hella quick to diss ourselves or diss other people. Like we're quick to speak negativity. Negativity is so easy. It's so easy to go to, I'm afraid, this sucks, I don't have enough, I mean, whatever. And I'm not saying your negativity is not warranted. If there's no food in the cupboard, you're not gonna be like, yay for the invisible food. It's not gonna happen. I get it. Like there is warranted negativity and anger and all those things.
There is righteous anger.
But it takes a significant amount more energy, and this is scientifically proven, the amount of times heavier that you are when you speak negativity. I wish I would have wrote these stats down. But it's like 7 to 10 times more effect on your psyche, on your body, on your emotions when you speak a negative word than when you speak a positive word. So, and you've heard this before, you've heard it said that, you know, one negative word, you need 7 positive comments to even try to, you know, overweigh the negative word. Words are powerful. The Bible teaches us that, and psychology teaches us that, science teaches us that. If you can, try your best to speak affirmations. And I've been doing that this year, even though I feel I was one of those ones that feel frou-frou because I'm like, that crap don't work. Now I'm like, chill. It does work.
And but also we just watched a video with Trevor Moad. I think I'm saying his last name right. Moad. Trevor was talking about positive versus negative thinking and speaking. And the fact of that negativity is so much more powerful than positivity. So just don't say stupid shit. That's it. Don't say negative stuff.
Oh, yeah. If you can't say anything positive, just don't say anything.
Just don't say negative things.
Yeah, just start there. Like, if there's a bunch of negative stuff around you, just don't say negative things. You don't have to say a positive thing and try to be fake, but just don't say something negative. Like, just keep it in.
Like, example, we were walking the other day, took the dog for a walk, and I said something, and he thought I said, I can't wait till we're in our 70s. And I go, I didn't say that. I said this. And he goes, oh, I thought you said, I can't wait till we're in our 70s. That's going to suck. And I was like,
nope.
That's negative. Like, that's a negative thing.
I didn't say that.
I don't want to be old.
And then he was like, no, you're right. That's my bad. You know what I mean? But it's little things like that.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Jaki had a thought in being alone. She says, try a new hobby.
Try a new hobby.
Try a new hobby.
Oh, yeah. Also, I want to add on that, too. One thing, when I was talking about routine, one thing you can do throughout the day is add little things throughout the day that make you happy. It could be as simple as walking outside. That makes me happy. In the mornings when I'm walking Blue in the mornings, that's something that makes me happy. Maybe cooking something for me because I love to cook. So that makes me happy. I love to cook. That sparks happiness in me. So little things throughout the day, they can be the smallest. Even having that cup of coffee in the morning, that warm cup of coffee, just sitting there and looking out, that makes you happy. Add little things throughout your day that you know spark happiness in you, and they can be little, and that'll help throughout your day too.
That's true, because I'd be taking random drives. Like, I love cars, and I'll just get in my car and I'll just start driving, and just, I'll never get out of the car. I won't drive to somewhere. I'll just drive in a random direction and just enjoy the little things, like the wind and the sun. And it's, I mean, it's, it is very.
And the whole time I'm following him on my Friend Finder app.
Where is he? Is he dead? Nope. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yo, the next question is, what do you think God is trying to tell us in all this? That's a heavy question.
That is a good question.
Maybe slow down.
Yeah.
Maybe showing us what's important.
Maybe taking us back to the wilderness so we could fall in love and find out.
Yeah, let's not say maybe. Let's say, what is God showing us in this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. When you're in a season like this, you ask different questions and you see different things.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of like the Wizard of Oz season, right? You realize that it wasn't actually some big grand thing that you thought was, this was the most important thing in my life. And then the curtains pulled back and you see what was actually behind it all. It was all a facade. And I feel like, especially for people who, like me, can be a slave to the hustle, that sometimes you just need to get like realigned. Like, you need to really find out again, what's actually really important? Because even in the midst of this Corona lockdown, I'm actually finding out some people who are like friends of mine. I'm like, if I'm being honest, I'm like, yeah, I'm not really trying to connect with them now, but we act like we're closer than we are. And I know that that could be kind of harsh or whatever, but then I realize that there's other people who you're like, oh man, I want to connect with them. And so it's like even revealing, like, who am I actually close to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And because you're not able to work in the way that you're used to working, you're even thinking about like, what am I actually accomplishing? What am I actually doing? Like, am I trying to convince myself that I'm making a difference even though I'm just in this for my own selfish gain? You know, like stuff like that. Like, I'm like, oh my God, the questions that I'm asking myself right now and the things I'm hearing from God are different than it was before the lockdown. And so I'm like, oh man, this is beautiful, because I know on the other side of this, I'm going to come out like a different person.
Yeah, I think what God is showing, I think what God is showing me specifically is he rearranged my priorities. Like, there were so many things, and I was already on this wave because, you know, me and the queen here decided to take this year off. Well, more, she decided, you know, to chill. And it literally like reprioritized my mind and my way of thinking. Like, all of a sudden it was like, oh, okay, well, what's important to me? Like, what am I going to put my hands to? Because I found myself more like lollygagging, because I feel that there was a luxury to lollygag. But when, even when you put yourself on a quarantine in many facets, you're like, okay, well, my time is super valuable now. What am I going to spend it doing? Like, what is really important to me? And everybody knows, who knows me, knew that there was a good minute, you know, I like shopping. I like doing whatever. And now it's like, I can't do, like, it just, it's not important to me anymore. It's so weird. Like, I'm not missing anything about the stuff that I used to do. It's narrowing my focus on what really is important, which is people, helping people, getting on here, talking, saying something that will help somebody through hard times, loving God, loving, and the way to love God is through people, and continuing to make music that helps people, this podcast that we're doing, and growing with my wife, because this quarantine, like, we've been having hella fun, yo. Like, I know a lot of people joke, like, there's a lot of relationships that are gonna break up because of this, because they gotta be around each other a lot. But dang, we've been having so much fun appreciating
even just parts of our house that we don't even go into. Because there's parts of our house that we don't even frequent. It's just there. Rooms that are empty and like we don't go. Or our balcony or whatever. Like, so we'll find ourselves just sitting on a couch upstairs in the balcony, just kind of like taking in this view. But we were so rushed, we didn't do it before. So I think what God is showing me is what truly is important and what moving forward I'm going to put my time into, which is people, my marriage, and the calling that he put in front of me right now, which for right now, it's this music thing and it's this podcast. So anyways, do you want to throw anything? Because there's another question. Go ahead.
This was, what is God saying to you right now? Mine is rest. I feel like God has been saying that to me since last year. But even more so, it's just more confirmed now. And like the other day, I was doing a meditation out on my balcony, and it's just great to really pause in real life and stop and get in touch with your breath and get centered and pause and ask God a question and then just stop and listen. Because I think sometimes we get into like prayer where we just like keep saying things out to God, and it's great to declare things and it's great to say things out. But then sometimes you just be still and know that I am God. And the other day I was doing a meditation out on my balcony, and I asked the meditation asks you to ask God a question is ask God a question right now and wait for the answer. And I was like, okay, Lord, I want to come out of this quarantine, this pandemic, successfully, and whatever that means. Like, give me like a fresh idea that as soon as this is done and we're all out of lockdown, I can like come out the gates charging like in like a racehorse. You know what I mean? And I was like, okay, so what's that idea that will have me just whoo as soon as this is done, right? And so I ask God the question, and I sit there like this, and I'm waiting for it, and all I hear is rest. And I was like, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Let me not worry. That's still me being in my ego. That's still me being in the opposite of what the flow is right now. That's still me trying to like hustle, run, make it happen, make it happen. And God was like, no, that's not, you're asking the wrong question. Mm-hmm. Just rest. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I came out of that and I went and told man, I was like, babe, I talked to God and he said to rest. We're supposed to just rest right now. And as hard as that may be sometimes, we're learning how to rest. We're learning how to sit and watch a TV show and not feel guilty about binging a TV show. We're learning how to sit and read a book and not feel guilty that we weren't out being productive doing something. We're learning how to just be quiet and put our phone down and not scroll, but just be there, be present in the moment with each other. We're learning how to do that again. So that's what God is saying to me in this time is pause. Rest, pause.
Yeah. Throwing shout outs. What up, Jacob? What up, Jacqueline? Still watching. Olivia.
You're hey, hilarious. Chanel. Chanel's watching.
I'm sorry, baby. Over here is where I'm saying what's up to. Becca Shockley. What up, girl? Jassy, the world is wanting to rest. That's what Jassy's saying. Louis, sorry for your divorce, bro. Keep going forward.
Louis, sorry about that divorce.
He kept it real. He's putting his stuff out there. All right, look, another question came in. How would you encourage teens to get them motivated to wake up and do something creative? Lean when it isn't mandated instead of watching TV. We ain't no parents and we don't have no teens, so.
I also don't think you can force that. I mean, you can force to get up at a specific time, but I think just ask them, hey, what are you passionate about? And set. Ask them to set some time apart for that. And that can be whatever. I think that could also spark something. But yeah, we're not parents, so.
That's good. But that's a good idea, Maddie.
Yeah, maybe motivate them.
You're ready to get knocked up,
throwing it out there.
How did you guys meet
the Reyeses and the Smiths. Me and Ange met a friend.
No, how did we meet them?
Oh, how did you guys meet?
Ooh,
are you Reyeses and the, you think that's what they're asking?
Yeah, because we've already talked about how that's we met and how they met.
Okay, we met Brandon and Maddie.
Through William.
Through William Matthews.
William Matthews.
Yeah, I showed up. I showed up with William. I showed up with William to a party at the Reyes' house, and didn't even think anything of it. I was just like, "Yo, these are really cool people." In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, "Yo, it'd be really cool if we became friends." I'm not gonna force it in any way or whatever, but I'm like, "Hey, it's whatever." And
also, we were new. Let's preface.
Yeah,
this.
We had just moved to LA.
We had just moved to LA.
We didn't really have any friends.
Two to three months before. Yeah, maybe 2 months.
And
so that's why we wanted friends.
I was like, I need friends. And so, yeah. And it was great because William was really like a matchmaker. He was like, he told me, he's like, dude, I think you and Manuel would like really connect. Like, I think you guys would be good friends. And I was like, cool, man. And then after that, it just was like, it was an organic thing. We hung out another time and another time. And then that other time became, hey, what time are we getting dinner tonight, you know?
And then that became, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's a so beautiful, true. I think it's beautiful because I was on my no new friend zone. Like,
yeah.
He told us that too.
Ange would always be like,
yes, you did, Manny, and Ange, in your birthday card to me that next year. You wrote that. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
But say, like, what did we say?
I can't remember verbatim, but.
No, he was like, he essentially was just like, you know, I've been on this no new friends thing, but you guys kind of helped change my mind a little bit. Like, I'm super thankful to call you guys family now, you know? And
no, not change my mind, because there's still no new friends.
Yeah.
I just accepted y'all in. I'm like, I just let, friends. It's like I cracked the door open, and I let y'all in the house, and I shut it real fast. I ain't got time for whack friends. I just want real friends around me.
And I would say too, for me personally, because somebody else just questioned, how do we find our own round tables? And I think what they're meaning is community.
Yeah.
Hold on, they're frozen a little bit. Okay, they're back. Okay, so somebody is asking, how do we find our own round tables? How do we find our own community? Such a good question, because I actually prayed for mine. I asked God. I said, because community is so important to me, and I have a lot of friends, but a very small circle of people that I have energy and I have reserve for to pour myself into. Because I can't pour myself into everyone, I'll be empty and depleted. But you have those few people that I pour into you, and then you pour back into me. And that way we're both still full. You know, we're pouring into each other. And I had prayed for a while, and I was like, God, I want my community. Like, I need my circle of community. And it was so hard because I have my like really good girlfriends, and everybody's busy, everybody has their lives, and most of my friends have children. And I was touring, always traveling. So it's so hard to build a strong community when I'm in a new city every other day. And my community for a long time was just, I would come home from the road, land, get back to the condo, and I would get in my car and I would drive to Maya's house, and my friend Maya and Dave and their two kids, they were like my only lifeline of reminding me what real life was and what keeping me grounded. So I would get off the plane, I would go to her house and go play with her kids. And or I'd be at an audition over by her house, and I would stop there just to like run in and use the bathroom just so I could get some connection and like love. And so I had prayed, God, bring people into my life that I can pour into and they can pour back into me. And that is kind of, to me, how we found you guys, and you guys found us. And we have other friends, Jesse and Pedro, who are our circle. We have Williams, our circle, Maya and Dave. And we have like a few people that we pour into and can trust, that if we needed somebody and we're like, hey, we need you, we know that they would be there for us. And I prayed for that. So for anybody wanting community, like the person who questioned, how do I find that? Ask God. Ask God to reveal who those people are in your life.
Well, I would say that, and it leads into our other question. How do you allow yourselves to be vulnerable with other people? I think there's a sense of, okay, so I was joking about it before, about no new friends, but there are some times where we can't isolate ourselves for a myriad of reasons. Some of us have insecurities that we're dealing with that we don't communicate, or we don't commune with people too well, because we either feel like they're not going to like us, or we read into things way too much. If somebody doesn't reciprocate some type of move that you made, like you try to reach out, they didn't reach out back, and then you shut down and it's like, nobody likes me. I think vulnerability becomes easy when you are confident in who you are. Like when you are truly happy with the person that you are, confidence becomes something that's easy to do. You know what I'm saying? Because of the fact that you're not gonna read into the things. You're not gonna be like, oh, this person doesn't like me, or this person doesn't whatever. You're just gonna accept things as they are, and you're gonna keep it moving. Like whoever's with you, they're with you. Whoever's not, they're not. And it's all good. It's all love. So I feel like vulnerability comes when you're in your truest self, happy with who you are, and you're not afraid of those things that other people would be insecure about. You know, they're scared to be vulnerable.
Yeah. I think the other thing that oftentimes stands in the way of us being vulnerable is our own ego and our pride. Yes. So many times we're in love with this fantasy version of ourselves that's not even accurate or real. And we wear these masks and we try and pretend that we're something that we know deep down inside we're not. Sure. And so our ego does everything we can to maintain that image in front of other people. And so there's a little bit of this like fear that, okay, if I actually push this to the side and I reveal my scars, I reveal these things that I'm deathly afraid of, will they accept me then?
Right.
And the other thing that comes into play is, even if, and I think this was kind of a different angle of what you were just saying, Manny, you were saying if you're confident in yourself, you could be vulnerable. Sometimes there's this feeling of, if I'm not good enough, how will anybody else think I'm good enough?
That's true. Yeah.
You know, like if I don't like me deep down inside, how the hell is this person going to like me?
Right.
And so it's coming from that end of like you putting your ego aside, but you also coming with the love for yourself, right?
Right.
And I think that's one of the biggest things that, you know, I see is like, your ego can so get in the way there sometimes. And it's funny because one of the other pods we just recorded, I was talking a little bit about ego as well. And it's crazy because one of the best things about having a partner, your spouse, whatever, you're in a long-term committed relationship, however it is that it is for you, is you have this person who can see you in a way that you can't see yourself. Like so many times we think we know ourselves better than we actually do. And the truth is there's so many things about you that you don't know. So the fact that I have Maddie, when she says stuff that's like, hey, this wasn't so nice when you said that. I didn't like your tone. Hey, you're doing this little thing. It's getting on my nerves. Stop. Whatever. That it's actually an opportunity for growth in my life.
Right.
And I think it's the same thing with community. Like oftentimes there's so many things about ourselves that we couldn't even see because we're in love with this fantasy version of ourselves. So when you become vulnerable, you are giving yourself the opportunity to grow. And to me, that's a beautiful thing because it's an invitation for you to be a better you, the person that you were created to be. This is an invitation for you to become that. And so I think that's why it's so important to be vulnerable in community is like, not only is this going to grow you closer to this other person, but it's going to grow you closer to you.
Yeah, for sure.
And so it's this journey of like self-discovery in the same way that you choose to be vulnerable. Hashtag Maddie moment. Yep.
Hashtag Maddie moment.
That you saying that about your ego and confronting all of that reminds me of the episode of Friends where Monica and Chandler come back from their honeymoon and they met this couple and they were like, And you were so funny. You were like, joke, joke, joke. And you were asking such great questions. And then turns out the people gave him a fake number because they were just annoying and the worst. And they were like, well, you wouldn't stop with the jokes, jokes, jokes. And then were you going to ask him another question? I don't know. Is that another question?
Man, we need
trying
to
be vulnerable with friends.
We need to watch
of
Friends.
Of all times for friends to not be available for
right? No, I'm with you too, because I want to take Brandon through, because he hasn't really been up on Friends. And that used to be my late night, all the time, consistent show. I could always watch because it was always on, and I would just have it on in bed. Yeah, Friends.
I think I'm going to email, who is it that plays them all the time? Nick at Night? Or no, who plays them?
Yeah, Nickelodeon did.
I'm going to email them and be like, yo, email you need to them. Do a marathon.
Email them.
Quarantine.
Here's another question. How do you measure your girl time and guy time?
What does that mean?
I guess this is somebody asking in the sense of like, how much time do you go spend with your homies? How much time do you go spend with your girls when you're in a relationship? That's kind of what it feels like. How do you measure your girl time and guy time? Right? Is that...
I mean, I guess, but I don't really have a measurement. It's just...
I don't have a scale.
Yeah.
Hang out with the homies.
If I need my girls, I need my girls, and then I don't know.
This is how I measure my guy time and girl time. I wake up every morning and I go, hey, babe, what you doing today? And if she tells me she got stuff to do, then I'm like, I'm out, Brandon. Let's go see a movie.
Hey, my dad's watching. Hi, Dad. I didn't know my dad knew how to do social media things.
Look, Liz.
Dad, you know how to be on Facebook Live?
Liz from XYC back in the day. What up, Liz? Eric Lee Jenneret. We went to college together, Eric, me and Eric.
Well, we're coming up on an hour, so we can wrap
Everyone's
it. Oh my
good.
Gosh, we are.
Amber. Any more questions? We're coming up on an hour, which is typically where we stop. But does anyone have questions? Honolulu Henderson's. Those are our
hey, how y'all doing?
Our lovely friends. If you guys have more questions, write them in right now before we sign off. What else have we? Have we? Did you answer what you learned to this?
Yeah, what God was speaking to me. Rest.
Mm-hmm. Rest.
Mm-hmm.
And some other people mentioned that as well, like stuff that it's. That it was important to rest, that it was, Isaac said, work together and implement structure for relationships. Jassy said, the silence is bliss when all the noise of the world is off.
Preach, Jassy.
She also said, the world needs to rest and have peace.
Oh my God. Can I just say that I've loved waking up every morning to no emails.
What up, Corey?
Woo!
Oh, to
because
no
typically I wake up to, you know, I have, you know, this meeting or whatever, this follow-up of this, and we still need an answer on this and whatever, and it's just things that are needed of me. But because my industry is currently shut down, I wake up and there's no emails, and I'm like, yes, nobody needs anything from me. Oh, this is amazing.
That is good. I've like, today I did this. I gave myself a day off from like trying to do something, and I started watching all the Twilights again.
Oh, yeah. I kind of want to do that.
We're working our way through the Harry Potter series
yeah,
again.
Yeah, we're still going through Harry amazing. Potter. That's something we look forward to at night, is we've got a Harry Potter every night. And
Harry
we're about
Potter,
to
Twilight, we're probably getting judged right now so bad. That's witchery and craziness. Don't worry, these vampires don't have teeth, so it don't count. So, man, this was fun. If you guys want us to do this again, hello from Dallas. What up, Shauna? If you guys want us to do this again, we can. Next week, before Wednesday again, we can try another one if you guys want. Or maybe sooner, depending on it. If you guys dig this or not. We don't know how long this thing is going to last. We only had 2 episodes left for season 3. Are we on 3 right now?
I don't know.
I think we're on season 3. We have 2 episodes left, which we're going to be pushing it back again. If you just joined, we're going to drop this. If you didn't hear it, or if you want to hear it again, if you want to share it with your friends, we're going to drop this next week. And then we're going to push the one we had scheduled for next week back one. And we're going to keep doing these as long as we're in quarantine. So
Auntie Letty's watching.
We want to make sure that you guys have some good content to feed your souls and everything. So we're grateful for everybody that came in. If you want us to do it again, Please comment. Look, we're going to say this again. All y'all fools watching this. We appreciate all your comments. We appreciate your DMs. When we post on Instagram, if you're not following us, come follow us. We do read them. If you want to talk to us, we will respond. Comment stuff. Ange posted something the other day and some girls went off on the whole why men do what they do from a man's perspective. And it was hilarious because we were talking about ghosting and I mean, the females went off. And I loved it though because at least they were dialoguing and they were like standing their ground, you know, cool. Like we with it. Follow us on Instagram. Go to YouTube. Follow us there. The channel is Mind of Manny. And you can find all of our stuff on YouTube. Anything else you want to say, babe? Anything else you guys want
to
say?
Thanks for subscribing and watching and listening to our podcast. And we're really just trying to share with the world what we do with our community and each other. And like our benediction at the end says, like, we mean it. Like, if you don't have a seat at the table, you're always welcome with us. Like, everybody's welcome to our day.
Yeah, if you're a new listener from the podcast, like, or on Facebook Live or on Instagram Live, if you're new, our whole reason for starting this thing was so that everyone, no matter who you are, no matter what you believe in God, whether you don't, gay, straight, black, white, it does not matter. Everyone belongs at our table. We're not afraid of any conversation.
We've Christian, Buddhist, Muslim.
We're not afraid of any conversation. Hindu. We're not afraid of somebody who thinks differently because the second you become afraid, that's the second you build a wall and you no longer can communicate, love on, help each other. You just stay distanced, like the worst kind of social distancing. You know what I'm saying? So when we say we want to hear from you guys and when we say we love you and it doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter any of that stuff. We truly, truly mean it. And we want to hear from you. If there's topics you guys want us to talk about, we always listen to that as well. Let us know if there's any topics you guys want us to address. This past season, we've addressed a lot. We've addressed some good stuff. We got some podcasts coming up about abuse. We did one on homosexuality. We did one on the lie the church sold you. We always do those. We love doing ones on sex because
sex
is one of those things we always like talking about. The next one we're going to do on sex is married people with kids or non-married people with kids and how sex
after kids
sex is affecting
which
it.
We don't have kids. None of us has kids,
so we got to find somebody who's willing to talk.
We're looking for a couple who has kids so that we can answer, because a lot of people have asked that question about navigating sex after kids. And we're like, oh, we don't have any of those. But we will find a couple who's willing to come on.
Yeah, a couple who's willing to come on and talk, which we may talk to. I'll tell you after we get off. Okay. Anyways, we love you guys so much. And with our benediction, like we always say, we pray that you find a seat at the table. But if you don't, you are always welcome at ours. Love you guys. Cheers.
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 Corona, Rona, Rona. Corona, Rona, Rona. Corona, Rona, Rona. Somebody tell me what to do. Yeah, I just went broke buying some food. Yeah, I got some things I'll never eat. Probably be gone inside a week. Yeah, yo, babe.
I just want some toilet paper to wipe my ass. Me how I'm doing, I might have to laugh. I ran out of milk, damn, the carton's gone. Store's already empty, so is Amazon.
I ain't gonna lie, man, I'm so scared.
What you mean?
I mean, I'm a man. I don't even know how we got here. Babe, don't tell anyone that I'm so scared.
Everybody stay home for it get worse. And you better wash your hands for it get worse. Thank a nurse, call a friend, say I love you. Stay safe, everybody, yeah, we love you.
Corona, Rona, Rona. Corona, Rona, Rona. Corona, Rona, Rona. Corona, Rona, Rona. Corona, Rona, Rona.
You ain't gotta act like what we talking about is crazy. I ain't left my house about a week, I'm getting lazy. I'm snacking so much it looks like I'm carrying a baby. I hope my IUD still works, this virus got me praying.
Now you starting to speak my language. No babies, but we can practice. Maybe cook me a
up a sandwich while you practice your Spanish. Top it off with watching movies. Me, you, Bonzo, and Clooney. This virus can kiss my booty. Kiss my booty.
Corona, Rona, Rona. Wash your hands, girl.
Corona, Rona, Rona.
Wash them real good.
Corona, Rona, Rona.
Use that hot water.
Corona, Rona, Rona.
Maybe sanitize.